Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Very good morning. A very good morning, one and all. Tuesday, April the 16th, it is the McCafe menu. Ben Mackay from the Bombers, back on the winners list. Sammy Edmund, we haven't seen Sam for a little while. He's been on holidays. He's going to join us as well. Lots to discuss from round five, your calls and text messages. As welcome as they've ever been. We're here for Melbourne Airport Parking, melbourneairport.com.au. Book online for the best rates. And we're powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. G'day, Whispers.
Good morning, Diggsy. How are you going?
Hey, all right. What's going on?
I enjoyed Open Gary last night. I thought it was a nice show.
Open Gary?
Open Gary.
What's that mean?
Well, I think you're taking over from Open Mike. You had a little bit of an interview going there with Jason Dunstall.
Yeah. I was a bit starstruck.
You were?
I've worked with the Chief for 20 years, but I don't know. So I was so happy for him, and he was in one of those moods where he was happy to chat. And when he's like that, he's fantastic.
Do you know what? I thought watching that, it's interesting you should say what you just did there, because I was watching that and I thought, you know, like Gary knows Chief really well, but I think that this is probably the first time that he's felt like he's been able to ask some questions of him in an environment like that,
spot
that he's
on.
Never been able to ask him as a friend or a work colleague.
Spot, yeah, not so much as a friend, like we're mates, we don't socialise, you know, outside of work really. But I love working with him, and but it's always pretty formal, and so to sit down. And you know, the other really good thing last night was that those two boys sitting next to me, who are in their own right Hall of Famers,
superstars,
that didn't have the same experience of, they've experienced the Chief post footy. Like, and I've played against him, worked with him for 20 years before they emerged. So their questions to me before the show were, yeah, they got me excited about talking about Jason. Now, what was he like back then? You know, what sort of player was he? How come he was such a good kick? And that story about George Stone and going to the Glenfrey Oval and just kicking bags and bags of footy. These are all, because you were the same. I mean, you were at a different level to me again to him. But I was a Hawthorn supporter. I loved the Hawks, and he came in and sort of took over from the great Weefle. So, anyway, it was great. It was unbelievable, and what a great honour for a man.
Yeah, he looked chuffed.
He did.
He genuinely looked chuffed. The old hatred between us and Hawthorn must go deep, because I haven't heard back from him after I sent it to him.
Did you send him a message?
Of course I did.
Good
of course
on
I did.
He said he got
it. I was really, really happy. Like, when I read it, as the first thing I did, I just reached for my phone. I didn't even know if I had his number in here, and I thought, there he is, there he is. I'm going to send him a text message. Deserved it is.
He would have got hundreds and hundreds. He'll get back to you. I got a message straight back, but he'll get back to you at some stage.
I didn't sign my name. Maybe he doesn't have my phone.
Well, you didn't put the Whisper at the end of it?
No. I just said, I just read where you've been elevated to legend. Congratulations. You are more than befitting that honour.
Well, it's pretty,
I should have signed it.
Pretty presumptuous of you to think that he'd have your number.
Okay, I'm going to say Wisp now.
He won't know who Wisp is.
He'd have no idea.
You put Tim Watson, number 32.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But I just, you know, sometimes you just feel like, it's like when we have a really good guest on our program, and I run out the back there and ask Brooke if he's got a number, and I just like to send a message sometimes to acknowledge
people. Ever?
Well, I like to acknowledge people when they achieve something significant. It's just a very little small thing that you can do, Gary, isn't it?
Hey, messages are very, very well received and appreciated, and you're the best at it. You're still messaging Drew Bledsoe 4 years
ago.
Do
you know what? Funny you should mention his name, because I opened the cupboard the other day, and guess what's still staring back at me?
Oh, he's Drew Bledsoe wine.
Some of his wine is still there. Hey, incredible scenes in our house last night. The window is back.
Early window.
I missed the early part of the show.
What
so
do you
I didn't
mean?
Realize. Well, by the time I got home, I had to pick up some dinner on the way. And I got home, I sat down, and the show had already begun. So I missed the opening.
I gave you a shout out, too.
Well, I hear that, but I missed the opening part. So the window's back.
Just an early window.
Yeah.
Early window.
And what did that early window tell us?
Well, there's only two teams, or two or three teams, that are generally in the window. So the two that you expected there. The Blues were the interesting one. The Blues have gone going nicely. Only lost the one game, but they're in the wrong part of the window. They're not in the window. They're in the right. They're under the line. But anyway, it's early days. We just wanted to chuck it out there.
So which part of their game is letting them down at the moment?
Their offense. Their defense.
Ah.
Yeah. So they're getting scored against them at the moment from turnover. But anyway, as I said again, it is just a little early taste. It was for you, really.
Thank you. Thank you. And I missed it, which is disappointing. Very disappointing. Now, I need a help. I need a little helping hand from you.
Sure.
Okay. I got it.
What have you got?
I'm going to fly to Brisbane on Friday for a wedding. So I'm going to be up there Friday,
really?
Saturday, Sunday.
Melbourne Airport parking?
Coming back, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yep.
But, you know, I got to watch the footy at the same time.
Right.
So
Foxtel Go?
Yeah, but going to, like, wedding and other engagements
Foxtel
around
Go
it.
On the phone is your answer.
But I don't want to be
a no-brainer.
Can you just, I would rather excuse myself or just drift off at different stages and then just disappear back up into the room watch the footage.
Are you staying where the reception
is? Yes.
That's a no-brainer. So, easily. Just whip away. They won't miss the whisk.
You don't need to disguise anything.
No.
Just trap door, and then
you've got that irritable bowel syndrome going again, and away you go.
So do you think I have to feign something so that I can disappear?
Yeah, I'd plant a seed early.
I was thinking
a rumbly tummy.
Okay, I was thinking of taking some talc powder as well, just to sort of make myself look a little bit pale so that I could just duck out and watch the footy. You know what? It's a terrible thing. You know, when you get into the footy season, and I'm like you, I feel like I have to watch as much footy as I possibly can every weekend. Otherwise, I feel like I haven't done my job. So I do. I sit and watch the footy, like we all do. Yeah. Otherwise, we're talking about stuff that we haven't seen, and it's just not good enough. So when you have to go away for a weekend or whatever, it gives you a great feeling of anxiety about the fact that you're going to miss stuff.
That's why you've got to catch up. You do some catch up stuff on
your shows
on Wednesday, so you just catch up on Foxtel. You watch the, you can do the mini if you haven't got time to see the whole game. You can watch the mini.
I can't do the catch up though because I can't find the time after the weekend to do the catch up.
That's why you do the mini. It's a mini version. It's a truncated version.
Do you get enough when you watch the mini though? Yeah. Because you really just get highlights.
Well, what
you
got to do though in your hour in the tiny show, which I haven't quite got around to watching yet, but I will, you prioritise the big shows, stories, the ones that you're going to talk about, and then, you know, as the show goes on, you... Like last night, our interview with the Chief, God love him, went about probably 5 minutes more than we thought, but we just loved it. So when that's the basis, things get dropped out the back.
I'm glad you did that though, because this is one of my bugbears with TV, and that is that it is so confined and the rundowns are often really tight.
Fluid. I call them fluid.
Sometimes they're too fluid and you're watching something and you're really enjoying it and then before you know it, they've moved on to something else and they're talking about something else.
Is this like your show or a show?
No, I'm just talking about television. I'm just talking about television in general. When something like that, and it was great that you stuck with the interview because I was really, when you see somebody that you know and you've been around a long time, you think, okay, what am I going to sit and learn about this person that I don't already know? But I was completely engaged in the interview. I really, really enjoyed it last night.
No, I did.
And you could have kept going for a while longer, too.
I could have done an hour.
Well, you could have.
You
didn't really need the other two, by the way.
Really? No.
In fact, I think you forgot the other two were there some stage.
I did. I'm very conscious of when you're doing interviews of being a generous, unlike some people we've all worked with, to share the questions around. But I did jump over the top a couple of times. But
you were a bit was a little bit of fanboy.
There's a bit of fanboy there. Yep. Yeah. 100% there was. But anyway, all good. What else did you do on the weekend?
Well, I had excavator Lethal Lee over. You know, that tree that had fallen over in the backyard. I just needed an excavator to come in and just sort of lift it up so I could get the steel chainsaw out and
It didn't push the tree over. It had already fallen, had it?
Well, the tree had already fallen to a point where it just needed to be just given a little bit of a boost. But then I had to chainsaw it up. So right. I needed a machine.
Chopped it up?
Well, I needed a machine to lift it so that I could slice it up.
We don't really need a machine for that.
So Lethal is his business. No, he listens to our program.
His name's Weeful.
Lethal. He's Lee. His name is Lee. Oh, he's Carl's brother.
And
he's
Carl's brother.
He's got Lethal Excavations. And,
is he on
got,
the
oh, he's got a he's got a machine for everything he has.
Wow.
A very nice driver and operator, too. I said to him at one stage, you couldn't drop over to Gary's place and just show him how to take his attachment off.
Oh,
because
I've got
he was just going, attachment.
I've got developments on that.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's happened?
My man that used to own Kubota, Mornington Kubota, down there on the Muradak Highway, had sold the business.
Right.
And his phone, a message came, the phone rang and I looked down and it was Mornington Dave. That's what I call him, right?
Yes.
And I answered the phone. I said to him, how's retirement going there, old fella? And the bloke goes, oh, no, sorry, Gary, this is Joe. I bought the place off Dave. Taking his phone.
And his phone as well.
Yeah. And he loves the show, and he's prepared. I think he's prepared to provide me with an accessories man.
Well,
I think he is. That's what
Lethal said he'd come out for.
That's
a
what
price.
I took.
Lethal would come out and do that for.
That's what I took from the phone call. Anyway, I think we might get him on the podcast and have a chat because he loves the podcast. He says the amount of times farmers in the industry come into the Kubota and say, oh, geez, the boys didn't do the farming segment on the I'm not really sure what to do.
Yeah.
So we might have a chat with him on Wednesday, tomorrow.
Is there anything better than watching a very good machine operator at work?
As you well know, when you came over and I showed you my bucket skills. You sat there with your mouth open.
I was marveling.
Gobsmacked.
I was marveling at what Lethal could do on his machine.
Was a little excavator in one of those little sort of?
No, it was bigger. It was bigger than that. No, it was a bigger excavator than that. Mm. And he was pushing and pulling and lifting and manoeuvring around in tight spots and knocking stuff over that was there to be knocked over. I was very impressed with
that. Well, I know we've got your mind because Ease of my next door neighbour's got an excavator, a little bobcat excavator.
Right.
Oh,
on track?
Whip
is it
around, on tracks?
The, yes.
Does he whip around on that?
Well, that was the other thing I was really happy about was the lack of damage that he did to the other parts of the property in terms of the grass and
would
stuff
have been
like
a bit
that.
Damp after
no,
the
it
rains.
Wasn't. It wasn't. It was nice and
firm. Good drainage.
Very good drainage.
Not
very
last
firm.
Time I was at your place.
No,
I
don't know
when
what's
I went to check
you.
That out. Some very soggy ground.
Anyway, what did you get up to over the weekend apart from watching a lot of footy?
Rambling along we are for Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, first coal pressed in northern Victoria.
I went through about a bottle of that cooking some veggies on Sunday afternoon too. I did a big roast up on Sunday.
We did a magnificent big lamb roast.
And a rack of lamb.
We did
goodness
a leg.
Me.
We did the big old fashioned leg.
Beautiful.
And you know what you do? I don't know if you are, but Nikki is a massive fan of the leftover.
Oh, yes.
A massive leftover fan. Mm. So she does the double roast veggies.
That's what I did in the afternoon. I cooked them early in the afternoon, then let them sit, and then recooked them again before we had the rack of lamb.
Well, you know
tickety-boo.
Well, you know what I'm doing today? Maybe today? Making a leftover. And we bought four little pie dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make four leftover roast lamb and veggie pies.
Oh, Gary.
Just sit and think about that as we take our first break.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Are you sure that's how you pronounce it?
It's Carlisle, C-A-L-I-L-E.
Not the Carlisle?
Not Carlisle. It's not a Carlisle hotel.
It's a Carlisle.
Up in Brisbane.
The Carlisle.
The Carlisle.
That's a very fancy restaurant.
Well, that's where the wedding is. That's where the wedding is.
Are you staying there?
Yes.
Oh,
it's a nice
sheetage.
It's a nice place.
Big sheetage for you.
Hang on. Lee's just sent me a text.
Lethal.
Thanks for the plug, mate. Was great.
Right.
No problem at all, Lethal. Just fix up the bill. We'll be fine.
Just take
it off the bill.
Just keep your phone on, Lethal. I might be giving you a call myself. After that free plug. Who's leading 4-0 EPL scores?
Chelsea.
Chelsea are leading Everton 4-0 right now.
Hey, what about this? I can't believe this. You tell me whether this is a true text or not.
That's for you, Dino, by the way.
A guy called Jeff rang up another radio station, 3AW, and said the price of olive oil has gone up because the Wisp has been promoting it. True story. He blamed the Wisp on another channel. That can't be true.
The Wisp's the second promoter, by the way, of the Cobram Estate. He gets the very, very good oil. I get the absolute...
How do I get the absolute best? Well, because in fact, I tell you what, I don't even want the absolute best.
You're new
best.
To the Cobram Estate family.
True.
And the very, very best is for you is absolutely enough.
I'm using it now on my toasted sandwiches. And
well,
it is it's even better than using butter on your toasted sandwiches. No butter at all, just Cobram Estate olive oil on both sides of the beautiful sourdough. Had another magnificent cheese, onion and tuna.
Oh, toasted.
Toasty.
Really?
There's nothing better
toasted
than that.
Toasted tuna.
And I get the tuna with the...
I hope you brush your teeth after because you can... Bit woofy.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, the other thing is I had some beautiful, I roasted some magnificent beetroot at the weekend.
Oh, and beetroot's back, by the way.
I had the walnuts. I was roasting the walnuts, so I was going to drizzle some goat's cheese with the walnuts over top of the beetroot as a little side dish.
Well, walnuts.
I hear this commotion in the kitchen, and the last bit of beetroot is just disappearing down Brando's
car. Oh, no. Brando's gone and wolfed the beetroot down. Extraordinary, that dog. Hey, I had a couple of other things for you. The race on the... I know you're not a racing man,
but
I showed you this
me,
morning. And I know it's been discussed, and I was listening to Jared yesterday and Gareth. Pride of Jenny.
Mm.
I backed a horse, right? So this is a true story. This is a true story. I was at the ground... at Marvel, went into the SEN box, saw old Fitzmagic, and I said, listen, I'm thinking of backing this horse, Pride of Jenny. What do you think? No hope.
Who's...
No hope. Right. I said, well, what do you mean? Nah, it'll just like be a bunny for the European horse, the $1.90 pop, will chase it down. And so I went away and thought, no, that's just a bit disparate. So I halved my bet.
Right.
And sure enough, it did what it did. Have you seen anything like that? I showed you this morning. Have you seen anything like that?
No, I haven't. But I've got to say, I was thinking because you said it was the greatest race you'd ever seen.
Ever,
right?
Ever.
I was thinking that they were going to run it down. Yeah. So I'm watching the whole way thinking, okay, they've got to be coming soon. They've got to be coming soon. They've got to be coming soon. And they didn't get there.
Yeah.
They didn't get anywhere near it.
Extraordinary. And then James McDonald, one of the jockeys on one of the favourite horses, just said he was embarrassed because they just let it go and didn't chase it down. Sorry, Noddy, we did cut the Eagles. As I said to you earlier, we had a nice little segment on the Eagles last night, but my fault, went over with time with the Chiefs, so I didn't get to give them the flowers that they deserved. But we will today, so keep listening, Noddy. We're going to talk about the Eagles today.
Here's a headline that I saw over the weekend. Now, you tell me what or who do you think they might be talking about. The headline said, Monster and a Surgeon.
Well, I hope it's not in relation to the...
No. I wouldn't say that if it was.
No, but he was a monster.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not saying...
Is it sport related?
Yep.
Okay. Yo and Harley Reid.
Harley Reid.
Well, both.
Yeah, he was described as a monster and a surgeon at the weekend.
Yeah. Well, gee, he was...
Hasn't he got some power?
No, he's an extraordinary talent. There's no question about that. And
later, I'm going to pose the question to you. He said that he's still got areas of his game that he needs to improve. I'm going to ask you what they might be.
I don't know. Well, he's played...
But he stacks up okay.
He's played
at the
six games. He's going okay. Do you know, further to our discussion last week, which happened organically about the tea towels?
Yes.
I had people talking to me all weekend about the tea towels and how ridiculous it was to suggest that you use a new tea towel every day, which I agreed.
Yep.
Then this comes through. On the follow-up from last week's tea towel ramble, it got me thinking. This is from Block. How long before you get a fresh towel after showering?
Well, that's another good question.
And?
And I think you wait until you can smell it. What do you do?
I have two on. I've like two
on rotation.
On rotation, like in.
Have you got a heated towel rack?
Yes.
Will that be the first thing you put in your new house?
Yes. It's magnificent.
They are magnificent.
But when you're toweling yourself off, you're just basically taking off clean water. So you don't. It's not like you're it's not like you're cleaning yourself with a towel. You're just drying yourself, so you can have it for a few days.
Yeah, but it starts to get a bit stinky after a
not
couple of days.
Not if you've got a heated towel rack.
Well, maybe not. I would like, is there a thing that you can, you actually blow dry yourself? Is there, no, I'm being serious. Is there, like, you're looking at all the new things that are out there,
yeah.
Right?
Obviously. Like you walk through one of those big Dyson, make it life-size.
Well, I reckon.
Just walk through a Dyson hoop.
Exactly. But if you sat on something that rotated, like if you stood on something that rotated, and then.
Interesting.
And you just go around in a circle, and it dries you.
Oh, that'd be good.
Because as you get older,
the
hardest.
Would you get into all the cracks?
Exactly. Well, you could try. That would be dependent upon your positioning. But as you get older, one of the hardest things to do.
You know how you like to talc your nose. Would it sort that out or not?
Well, you could. You could press another button and the talc could be sprayed on you.
You'd have to lift and separate.
Well, of course you do.
Well, that's a good. We'll put that into our list. We'll put that in our list of potential inventions.
I still like to use the Johnson's baby powder too.
You do. I
that's
know
a
you
nice
do.
Smell.
You give it a good woofing down there. All right. There's the start to the ramble.
That's half a ramble.
We'll take some news headlines, come back with some other news stuff and keep rambling.